Well, we'll start things off this morning with some interesting ag statistics. Data by the U.S. Department of Ag shows India remains the global leader in milk production, trailed by the U.S., which is the second largest milk-producing country. India is unique among the major milk producers because more than half of its production comes from water buffalo rather than cattle. However, India's dairy herd is the largest in the world. Since 1980, production has grown consistently at an average of 4.5% per year. India surpassed the U.S. as the largest dairy producer in 1997, when both countries produced roughly 70 billion tons each. In 2016, total production reached 154 billion tons, compared with 96 billion produced in the United States. In other ag news, farm credit officials told Congress the system is working well and may need only tweaks in the next farm bill. But the greater concern is over deteriorating farming conditions. Farm Credit Administration and Farm Credit Bank officials told House Ag Committee lawmakers the system is sound, making credit available on flexible terms, and only technical tweaks and a strong safety net are needed in the next farm bill. But the bigger issue seems to be the deteriorating creditworthiness of producers. Farm Credit Association Chairman and CEO Dallas Tonsiger said this.
Debt to asset levels are rising while net farm income is declining. Interest rates, while still low, have begun to rise. And crop prices are expected to remain weak through this fiscal year of 2017. These factors are causing the value of Midwest farmland to slip. Prices in the protein and dairy sectors are also weak. As a result, the credit quality of the system's loan portfolio has declined slightly.
Tonsiger says the Farm Credit Administration is encouraging the system to safely do all it can to help struggling borrowers, especially young, beginning, and small producers. Farm Credit Services of America President and CEO Doug Stark says the system moved proactively starting 2 years ago.
We started meeting with customers to reamortize loan payments to reduce their overall debt burden on a per acre basis to a more manageable level. We also readvanced against real estate equity to restore working capital for some of those same customers. Customers that had prepaid their loans down during the good times, we went back and either reamortized those loans or restored working capital to give them that flexibility.
Stark tells agriculture lawmakers the farm credit system plans for farming downturns using a conservative capital building approach in good times so it can better help producers in tough times. Rather than tightening lending standards now, he says farm credit banks are trying to lean into the wheel. Another official tells the committee that farm bill tweaks won't turn Reading black, but rather a shade of purple, just enough to keep many on the land. In local news, yesterday was Ag Legislative Day in Springfield, and although it was a rainy morning, the Capitol was full of blue corduroy jackets, and I had a chance to visit with several local FFA members. This morning, we'll hear from Monique Garrett, a member of the Edwardsville chapter.
Monique, I remember talking to you last year, but go ahead and remind us again a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the chapter.
So through my chapter, I'm the reporter as an officer, and today we are filling up baskets to give to everyone in the building to help thank them for helping with the FFA.
How are things going so far today, and what's the experience like? Do you enjoy being here, or tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, it's really fun. We definitely, from each part of the state, we bring in different stuff that like sort of helps with that area, and it's really fun.
Do you enjoy meeting the legislators and delivering the baskets?
Yeah, definitely, and it's really nice to thank them in person for what they do.
Well, it's great to see all the blue jackets here so far. It's still early, but we've got a good turnout of FFA members. We want to talk a little bit more about the Edwardsville chapter and how things have been going for the school year. You just had an auction for the chapter.
Yeah, so each year we have an annual FFA dinner auction, which is our main fundraiser of the year. We auction off many different items, and this year we did really well in our fundraising. So,
well, sounds good. Always good to hear that those things went well. I know those are a really great fundraiser for a lot of chapters. Also had some success in a career development event that some of your members participated in.
Yeah, the Vet Tech competition on our section, we placed first, and then we moved on advanced to state, and I believe we got third or second. So
that's really exciting to go that far. Did you know if your members had to practice a lot and some things that they had to do to prepare for it?
Yeah, they practiced about 2 times a week, and they went over different tools, different breeds, different sutures that even a vet needs to learn. So they worked very hard.
Do a lot of your members, do they have livestock at home, or is this something that they had to learn in the classroom and didn't really have experience with?
Some people do and some people don't. A lot more people don't have as many livestock as others do, but some people, it's new to four of them and some people isn't.
Sure. Well, I always like to ask because livestock is sometimes declining on farms, so it's good to hear that some of them still have experience. I guess then finally something coming up for the chapter, your annual banquet.
Yeah, so our annual banquet is whenever we take all the CDE events that we did and we hand out all the different awards, and then we have an overall blue and gold award that we hand out, which is like an outstanding membership award.
Well, sounds great. Anything else that you're looking forward to this year or looking forward to next year or this summer?
Hopefully becoming a section officer. I'm going to try to run this year, so definitely that's something to look forward to.
Once again, that was Monique Garrett of the Edwardsville FFA chapter. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.